Ronald Reagan's challenge to Moscow included what came to be known as the Reagan Doctrine, the idea that Marxist regimes could be overthrown. The Reagan administration funded the Islamic groups that fought against the pro-Soviet government in Afghanistan, rebels in Angola, and contra-rebels in Nicaragua. In March 1986, Mr. Reagan warned that if the Sandinistas were to defeat the Contras in Nicaragua, it would mean a second Cuba on the mainland of North America.
It would be a major defeat in the quest for democracy in our hemisphere. And it would mean consolidation of a privileged sanctuary for terrorists and subversives just 2 days' driving time from Harlingen, Texas.
NPR's Tom Gelton covered the Contra War in Nicaragua. And Tom, what do you think now when you hear that tape from 1986?
Well, Steve, mainly it just seems so long ago. Listening to that speech now, you know, in hindsight, after the 9/11 attacks, after Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, it's hard to imagine the Sandinistas being all that scary, even if they were just 2 days' driving time from Texas. Even at the time, I think those of us who were spending time in Nicaragua, I think, saw it mainly as this poor, sad little country, not all that threatening to the United States. And in the end, you know, the Contra rebels in Nicaragua did not win that war. Neither did the Sandinistas, for that matter. Nobody won. Nicaragua is still a pretty miserable place, still recovering from that war, though we don't pay much attention to it anymore.
Afghanistan is a conflict we mentioned that doesn't seem quite so long ago.
No, indeed. But there again, the Islamic militias, with U.S. support, did overthrow the pro-Soviet government. Of course, over time, some of those militias evolved into the Taliban, and after 9/11, the United States went to war against them. As far as Angola is concerned, in Angola, the rebel arm of the United States supported actually was defeated. And after a very long civil war that was terribly costly to the country, the quasi-Marxist government that they were fighting against all those years is actually still in power. And ironically now, Steve, it's a U.S. ally of sorts. But there, too, the country is dealing with the aftermath of that war and will be for a long time.
Now, President Reagan had to deal with terrorism during his presidency. 241 Americans were killed in Beirut, Lebanon, when a Marine barracks was bombed there in 1983. And I want to play some tape here. This is what President Reagan said at the time in response to that attack.
But I think we should all recognize that these deeds make so evident the bestial nature of those who would assume power if they could have their way and drive us out of that area, that we must be more determined than ever that they cannot take over that vital and strategic area of the earth, or for that matter, any other part of the earth.
That's Ronald Reagan from 1983, and Tom Gelton, sounds like it could be rhetoric in 2004.
It sure does, Steve. You know, listening to that that clip, I was reminded how much it sounded like what George W. Bush said after the 9/11 attacks. But unlike President Bush, President Reagan didn't actually follow that up with a military response. There wasn't anything like the war in Afghanistan that grew out of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. U.S. intelligence officials later determined that bombing in Beirut was probably the work of the Hezbollah group, perhaps with the help with help from Syria or Iran, but there wasn't any military response. In fact, a few years later, we had the Iran-Contra scandal, where the Reagan administration actually made a secret deal sending missiles to Iran in order to get more help for the Contras. Because again, it was communism, not Islamic terrorism, that most concerned President Reagan, which is why his administration in some ways now seems so removed from our current anxieties. Now, it's important, Steve, to say, though, that this doesn't mean the Reagan Doctrine has been discredited, because you could certainly argue that in all these cases, by supporting these anti-communist or anti-Marxist resistance groups, the Reagan administration was indirectly putting pressure on the Soviet Union and at minimal cost to the United States. But if you look at what happened in each country by itself, that achievement is somewhat less impressive.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Tom Gelton remembering the so-called Reagan Doctrine.